All right. So Beast Game Podcast, and apparently Gina Carano just couldn't stop tweeting. Just worked her way out of The Mandalorian. So Disney came out with a statement saying that she's no longer a part of it. And then there were a couple of news articles about her feelings about the Disney relationship. And then she's supposed to be doing some independent movies. But yeah, so Gina Carano, people had been after her for weeks. And it just kind of got to a point where I guess she either didn't care or felt that she was untouchable. Cancel culture is definitely not a good situation. How does everyone feel about Gina Carano no longer being part of The Mandalorian?
I'm going to assume that when she signed the contract with Marvel, they dictate her behavior. She has the right to say what she wants, but Disney also has the right to say how she represents the company. I'm assuming she did not obey by that particular...
her point of view is that it's more political than anything else. Obviously, she has different political beliefs and different personal beliefs. So it's some of that, and then some of what you're saying, that before the really age of wokeism, cancel culture, it was, hey, you should probably keep all your personal feelings off the internet if you're going to represent a brand or a entertainment company. You just leave it alone. A lot of the woke-ish nature, the Me Too nature of the internet, everyone just says whatever they feel, drunk tweeting, drunk typing, whatever it needs to happen just comes out and people no longer have filter. A weird situation. And then, like, all of a sudden, for some reason, I was watching American Gladiators, the remake that had Hulk Hogan in it. Gina Carano was also in American Gladiators, which I found funny. Because I was watching the same time frame that all this was happening. But Mike, how do you feel about it?
I'm not surprised. I kind of figured it was going to happen.
You said it. You called it.
Yeah, I mean, but like in her instance specifically, this isn't the first time she's tweeted something. And so I'm sure Disney had sat down with her already, had already talked to her. They said that Favreau was the one that kind of saved her the last couple times because Disney was already ready to give her the axe. They didn't want to deal with it. And he was like, no, keep her around because he had all these big plans for her for The Mandalorian. And then I think like he said, and I am, basically she poked the bear. It's like, okay, well, protect me. I'm just going to keep saying whatever I want to say. And she kept pushing the button to see how far to go. And Disney basically said, look, all right, sis, until you, we're not going to talk anymore. At the end of the day, like Matt said, if you sign that contract, you represent the house and mouse, whether you like it or not. But that's part of the deal you signed.
Right? Yeah, and I think what I had wrote back to Keith was that have a situation where you don't want to be controlled and having someone tell you what to do or basically being a pawn. You can look at other Star Wars characters, i.e. John Boyega, for most of that. Once that contract ended, he just went off on everybody.
Yeah, once contract was done, John Boyega gives zero fucks. He says exactly whatever he wants to say. And people are like, oh, you're going to come back? He's like, no, it's never going to happen. Fuck that. I'm done. I'm out. And I'm going to say whatever I want to say, whether y'all like it or not. If you don't like it, kick rocks.
Then the opposite side of it is, hey, again, like I said, before really people started getting stupid with the internet, that you would just likely keep some of that stuff off the internet. You wouldn't be posting just any and everything, every thought that came into your head on the internet. Now people are either trolling, organize campaigns against people. It doesn't really make sense for someone that's fairly well known, fairly popular. And then because Disney wanted initiatives where they had strong female characters, that this is the one that you got. And then she takes the strong female character into real life. And apparently they don't like that. And aside from the things that she might have been posting, kind of getting what you deserve. I'm not a big fan of cancel culture, hashtag mute, hashtag cancel. I'm going to start hashtag spacebar, hashtag shift key, hashtag tab key to Keith today. He's no longer a part of the Beast Gang podcast. He got ripped away from it. He does not represent the Beast Gang. All right. He does not represent the Beast Gang. So there's no more Keith. He is gone. We promote diversity. And
goodness.
Yeah. So all that for Keith, hashtag keep posting all day. harass him.
And I had this conversation with my wife, and I said this before. The only thing I keep doing is playing devil's advocate, where it's like, at some point, this gets to that whole thing that people always preach about. Oh, we got free speech. That was always the biggest one.
Or say what's on your mind. That's the big thing now. It's like, oh, you should say what you mean, unless I don't like it. But go ahead.
Yeah. And it's basically getting to that. Like, we're now getting to, is free speech really free? Because if I say something you don't like, it suddenly I'm not supposed to have a job. When I look at The Mandalorian, I don't look at Gina Carano for who the fuck she is off the camera. Like, I don't think of none of that. I don't care about any of that. Who is Cara doing on the show? Does it work? Cool.
Yeah, she was a great character. She was a great addition to once the show Mandalorian.
I can give two shits less about Gina Carano. I'm just being honest. Like, it doesn't affect me at all. Like, what she said does not make me not want to watch Mandalorian.
And Disney's being really overprotective of Star Wars right now. And
well, I think it'd be an overprotective of a brand, period. If 2 million people get pissed off, say they don't want her on the show, that's one thing. 2,000 people tweeting it, I could care less. You 2,000 and don't watch isn't going to bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't shut down a franchise, get rid of a person. I understand why the post was offensive, but her trying to compare her views politically to being of the Holocaust, I would just laugh at it. She's fucking dumb. Why are you paying any attention? Because when she got fired, all you did was basically further her point more to where now she's more emblazoned to do it, continue moving forward. She's not going to stop. She's going to do it even more now.
Yeah. And I mean, people targeted one thing, which was her role on Star Wars, but she's still on the internet. So it's not like
she's on the internet. She got a new deal with a company that basically backs her views. So she's going to spew more of the same bullshit that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
And the same, you could unfollow her or ignore it, is the same fucking thing you could have done with the show. You watch the show for what it is, and when it goes off, give two shits about her, whatever.
Yeah, and I would probably say that, you know, particularly with what's going on between Dave Filoni, Favreau, and Kathleen Kennedy, she probably went out of her way, well, I'm talking about Kathleen Kennedy, to try to create an atmosphere of Gina Carano likely doing some of this stuff. Writers of the books, the High Republic books, they have some very kind of incendiary language in some of their tweets. But Disney kind of goes out of their way to say, hey, well, we support these people, unless you're Gina Carano. But is this kind of getting to a point where, particularly with the cancel culture, that everybody's supposed to be canceled? Kevin Hart was canceled at some point.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany, wasn't he canceled? Not Paul, yeah.
Paul Bettany was canceled for like 2 days because of some tweets between him and Johnny Depp where he was joking about whatever Johnny Depp said about Amber Heard.
Yeah.
He never really said anything about it, but most people that read it automatically say, look, it's two friends cracking jokes. Is he seriously going to go over there and Johnny Depp's going to kill her and then he's going to have sex with the corpse?
He said it. It's concrete.
And he automatically is, oh, fuck Paul Bettany, he's canceled. Disney, you need to fire him. Fire him for what?
Say it's not work-related.
Vision didn't say he's going over to fuck court.
Although he probably could.
Man, hey, what are you talking about? I mean, come on. James Gunn, with his, I didn't understand because his brother even came out and said, he's already apologized for it.
Yeah.
This was years ago. He already admitted, yes, I said those things. I was fucked up back then. I'm a different person now. It should have been the end of it.
Yeah.
No, you fire him. So Disney fires him. And then the second all the actors came out and said, well, we're not doing a movie without him. You should rehire him. Make up your fucking mind. Either you want him or you don't. The man told you he was a different person now. He already apologized
for and him. He had already worked for you. He had already done work for you.
Yeah. Same thing with Kevin Hart. It came out. Oscar was like, oh, we're going to fire you. You need to come out and apologize. He said, no, I'm not going to apologize because I already apologized for it before. And I'm not going to do it again. And I wasn't mad at him for saying that because had he not addressed it before, I would be one thing. But he made the point of, I have already addressed this before and I have already apologized for this. So no, I'm not going to come out and apologize again because some people are offended. We're getting to the point where people aren't human anymore.
I would probably say, like, where are you going with that, Mike? Look at Kobe Bryant. He passed away a little over a year ago, but I was talking to one of my friends right before he passed away. There was this big wave of, he had gotten some nominations for his documentary and people didn't want him recognized for it. lingering from that up until the point that he died. And then when he passed away, people started putting out these negative articles about him, and that stuff got squashed quickly because he had redeemed himself. He had redeemed himself as a person. He had redeemed himself as a husband. He had redeemed himself as a father. Then as a basketball player. The basketball player came last. And people tried to get to him, can't recognize him because you do one thing and that's it for life. And it didn't work for him.
And that's the thing I don't understand with people. I would find it very difficult to believe that even these people that are calling people to be fired, that if you sat down and went through their entire fucking life, that they don't have some shitty moment that they've had. You're fucking human. Everybody's had it. I'll tell you now, if I ever became famous, I would tell them off day one, just go ahead and cancel me now. Because you find shit from me as a teenager, oh, I'm fucking done. I'm telling you flat out right now. I was who I was when I was young. It's not me now. I've grown the fuck up. It happens. Cancel me right now off the dock. Day one. Cancel me. Stop supporting me. Don't look at none of my content. Don't follow my Instagram, my Twitter, nothing. Be done with me. I'm telling you flat out now. Flat out now. Somebody's going to come forward and tell you I said something, and I ain't going to deny it. I'm going to tell you, yeah, I said it. I said every last bit of it, and at the time, I meant it. Oh, well. I don't care if you want to cancel me. Cancel me all day. Whatever. I'll be back in 6 months. I get it on the one hand, especially with this, because you had the conversation with her, and she kept poking it. So I get that it's like, look, we're not going to talk about it no more. You just got to go. Like, if I said something that didn't want me, they would get rid of me. I get it. Because at the end of the day, I work for them, and if the world's calling for me to be gone, they're not going to shut down the whole organization because we want to support Mike. No, it's not going to happen. Mike, you got to go. Good luck. Best of luck in the future. But at some point, companies have to sit down and say, hey, it can't just be 10,000 people got offended by something, and so we're just going to fire everybody. Like, no. At some point, you can say, hey, her views don't represent us, but got a job to do. She's in the role, and that's what it's going
to
be.
It's getting to a point where people understand things are out of control. And they're complicit with it until it happens to them. So cancel culture is fine until it starts happening to you. And then when it does, it's like, I didn't think people would do this. I mean, before it was called the Streisand effect. I mean, people would just kind of turn the tables, and then all of a sudden someone just has to issue an apology. And now the apology is losing your job or losing your livelihood. And it's not right. It happens on the internet. It happens pretty much a lot on Twitter and then Facebook, basically Facebook and Twitter. But I mean, I'm kind of tired of the language, the semantics of platform, mute, cancel. I'm taking a stand. I stand with something. I'm like, I'm tired of all those corny terms of stupidity. So again, I keep going back to the fact that I'm left-handed. I've been left-handed all my life. You need to check your handedness right now, because me and the ambidextrous people coming after you. Because anytime someone says we're going out in the left field, how do you think that makes me feel? It hurts me down inside. Stop the castle. Cancel everybody. That's why we had to cancel Keith. So, like, we hit the space bar on Keith. Control alt delete. All that four. You know, if you're the Mac, man, Q, Keith. Before this stuff, I wasn't with people trying to get to her. But she kept giving them incentive to continue attacking her. But I guess when
keep pouring fuel on fire, like, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of getting to a point where someone says, all right, well, if you're going to talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. Well, I'm going to just keep doing it. You're not going to tell me what to do. And this really, again, goes to what you were saying at the beginning about people want you to be honest or be yourself. They want to know what you think until they disagree with it. And then you just have this very unequal situation where you can't have both of those things. Like, you can't just have, tell me what you think. Oh, I don't like what you think. Cancel. And it is a problem. Matt, you off quad. Oh, you canceled.
I didn't even do nothing.
Like, James canceled. Everybody's
canceled. Wasn't even on the podcast.
We already had to kick you off the podcast once or twice. Your views on particular movies. Keith likes Suicide Squad. All right. He should have been canceled a long time ago. James likes bad horror movies. Cancel him too. Again, hit the space bar, the print screen button, print screen his tweets. all right. I guess we'll end the podcast here. So Gina Carano, may your trip down the river be fun with whatever you're going to do next. And then for Disney, just put out quality Star Wars. And please don't have Zack Snyder do that. Don't have that. I don't want to see 300 Star Wars style.
I was just sitting there thinking about it. When I read the article, I was like, 300 Star Wars? I was like, oh, fuck no. I was like, please, God. Basically. No. Whatever you do. No, no, no.
Gerard Butler. It's like Leo Nidus.
Luke Skywalker walk out with a six pack ripped up.
Basically.
That'd be awesome. You would watch it live.
In slow-mo. Slow-mo and speed ramming. The lightsaber just swipes across his face and he backs up right as it goes by.
This is Alderaan!
This is Alderaan.
All right, so Beast Game Podcast, stop the cancel stuff. And again, I'm going to start a movement. #spacebar, #shift key. All right.